The Traveler's Journal, June 30th, with tips on getting cash out of town. Years ago, travelers who ran out of money on the road had to scramble and find some place to cash a check. The spread of automated teller machines has changed the situation dramatically. Now, with an ATM card, getting cash from a machine on the other side of the world is as easy as getting it from a machine on the other side of town. You'll even get your money in foreign currency. Make sure your bank participates in either the Cirrus or Plus systems, and that your PIN number has no letters and no more than 4 digits. You can also squeeze cash from most ATMs if you have a Visa or MasterCard. Interest charges on the cash advance accrue right away, and the banks involved will tack on transaction fees of 2% or more, but at least you won't be caught with empty pockets. American Express and Diners Club cardholders can also get cash from their offices or teller machines. You may also be able to use your plastic as ID to cash personal checks at hotels and airline offices. The fastest way to forward cash is through Western Union, which claims to be able to transfer money between any of its 10,000 locations in just 15 minutes. Customers can also charge and transfer up to $2,000 over the phone using a major credit card. Transfer service fees, however, are not cheap. The U.S. Post Office can send money orders for a lot less, but not nearly as quickly. Finally, if you're ever caught without cash overseas, contact the nearest U.S. State Department Citizen Emergency Center. They can transfer funds between U.S. embassies within a day for a flat fee of $15. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.